And then another guy that is a little bit later on July 20th, around 1 p.m., is in-state defensive lineman DeAndre Robinson. He's there from the Orlando area, goes to Jones High School, pretty productive guy. Florida had a really great haul along the defensive line in the 2023 cycle between high school guys, between portal guys, really kind of helped that depth that they were lacking this past season. And they've done a great job this cycle, too, in 2024 along the defensive line. Sean Spencer's done a really good job filling that need and sort of translating that room and adding some more bodies in there. So Robinson, I think if he's kind of working with a lot of schools there, but I think realistically whenever he's sitting at the table and he's got the hats in front of him, I'd say Alabama, Ohio State, LSU, Texas and Florida have hats on the table. I think that that one probably boils down to more of a Florida and Texas battle. And when he set his decision date here in the last couple weeks, there was a lot of buzz for Texas. Texas was a team a lot of people are watching. I think here lately you've seen Florida try to make a little bit of a late charge here as that decision date rolls around. So he's still got some time before he makes his decision date. And I know a lot of people that if you follow recruiting have kind of thought Texas for him, but I don't think anyone should count Florida out there just quite yet. I think they're making a big push there as that decision date closes in.